By the second day, everyone was actively involved in serving meals and clearing away. Ellen was changing the routines and habits they built up over the last 20 years, challenging what they'd come to believe was possible. They were being treated as if they were capable, autonomous individuals.
When they were discussion groups, they would decide for themselves whether or not they were going to speak without anybody signaling subtly, as the culture often does, that they're incompetent.
Ellen believes that what's often taken to be incompetence is really willfulness. Old people have learned to please themselves.
When old people start to act in ways that young people think is uninhibited and think they've regressed, actually they've progressed and they're disinhibited. They say, why am I paying attention to some of these rules that just don't make sense?
Ellen wanted to see if getting the men to think of themselves as in control would actually put them in control. But would their bodies follow their minds? Had her reconstruction been convincing? She'd only run the experiment for 1 week, but at the end of that period, it was crunch time. Had they changed?